This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of the emails I got earlier this morning was from Jesus, and he writes, Aaron Hernandez was gay. Do straight men turn gay in prison, or are they always gay? Now, I had to look it up. That was news to me, and I'm reading you guys that email because sometimes I don't know it all. I don't hear all the breaking news of what happened. So I appreciate you guys sending emails, and I want to give credit where credit is due. It could all be speculative, all right? But from what I'm seeing from Mail Online, or Daily Mail, is that Aaron Hernandez, who was the former Patriots player, tight end, who had been recently acquitted for a double murder, however, serving, I believe, a lifelong sentence for Odin Lloyd's death, I guess had three handwritten notes discovered in his cell. And they were written to his fiance, his daughter, and his, quote, gay jailhouse lover. They said two of the notes were written to Cheyenne Jenkins Hernandez and the couple's four-year-old daughter. And then there was another one to his, I guess, lover in prison. He has not been identified, and currently, from what I understand, he is also on suicide watch now. Because they were very, very close. So, there was also notes, I guess, discovered. There was a Bible opened, in Aaron Hernandez's room, to John 3:16. It was the same verse that Hernandez had written across his forehead in marker. The verse read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So he obviously was religious. I guess there were rumors that there was some fake marijuana, like spice, that he might have taken prior to committing suicide. He also covered the floor of the cell in soap so that he could not lose his nerve, I guess, according to a source, so that if he did land, and I'm not really sure what exactly happened there, but I guess the floor would be covered in soap, so it wouldn't be a very stable landing platform for him. Again, if he was under the influence, that could have been his thinking. And he also, I guess, had, you know, jammed the door to impede entry into the cell. So there was a lot of, I guess, calculation and planning before he carried this out. From what we understand, according to a report, there was said an investigation to the death by the state police detectives assigned to the district attorney's office of the Department of Correction Investigators found cardboard jammed into the door tracks of a single inmate cell to impede entry into the cell. The report went on to state there were no signs of a struggle. They think he was alone at the time of hanging as opposed to foul play. They say Mr. Hernandez was locked in a cell about 8 p.m. No one entered the cell until a correction officer observed him at 3:03 a.m. and forced his way through the impeded door to render aid. Now, I don't know much about if somebody had a, if he, you know, did, I don't know if this is speculation. I'm sure there's other reports and I haven't had time to look at it, but Jesus brings up a question. When somebody has a relationship with somebody in prison, can you be straight if you go to prison and then enter into a relationship and turn gay, or do you always have to have had gay tendencies and then you're able to end up having a relationship with somebody? And, you know, this is a question that I think has, you know, plagued a lot of people. And we've talked about how many individuals that you have, I believe we could maybe divide them into three groups. You have those that have always known what they wanted And that's who they're attracted to. They're only attracted to certain types. They're only attracted to blondes. They're only attracted to brunettes. They're only attracted to women. They're only attracted to men. So you have that group. Then you have another group who knows, and we can actually subdivide that first group. They know they want women. They know they want men. They don't want brunettes, blondes, etc. You have another group who they will be with who they are attracted to. And being gay or straight has no meaning to them, which I believe falls under a huge majority of the population. So if you have very intense feelings for somebody, you're going to want to become intimate with them. If you are dealing with a very, very stressful time, if you're in a very, very stressful time, and, you know, we don't have a lot of reports because a lot of people don't admit to it, but if you're going through a stressful time and you have camaraderie and there is somebody that provides companionship, your animalistic instinct will be to become closer to them. And then you may have affection towards them. So I hate using the term gay and straight, because a lot of people that have relationships, they say, no, I'm not gay. I just wanted to be with that person right then and there. And we use these stereotypes. We try to say it's all black and white. We try to, commit people to being one or the other. And we've seen many Hollywood couples, and we've seen many people in Hollywood where, like Anne Hetch, for example, right? She was with, I believe, a man, then she was with, I believe, Ellen DeGeneres or a woman. I have to double check my facts on that. And then she went back to being with a man. So she was with whoever she wanted to be with. So when it comes to jail, and, you know, always in the movies, especially the comedies, they make jokes about dropping the soap and having a gay lover in jail, etc. There could be a variety of reasons for somebody to end up having that sort of a relationship. One, it could be non-consensual. And then two, if it is consensual, there's a lot of reasons that could be playing on their emotion or their psyche, causing them to want to be with that person. Whether they're gay, straight, etc., you know, they want that companionship. And that companionship allows them to go through what they're going through in jail or in, I don't know, whatever, you know, army, etc., whatever stressful situation they're in, a tour, whatever. So to answer your question, the answer is both. You could have somebody, and I hate to say you don't want to use the term turn gay or turn straight or whatever, but you could have people that really, really find companionship. That's why that explains people that are quote-unquote gay, why they will sometimes have heterosexual intercourse or relationships, because they feel close to that person. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess insurance companies need to start gearing up for Obamacare 2018. We're in April, coming into May, and, you know, we think, okay, well, it's going to be going back and forth between the House and the Senate, and they're, you know, still trying to figure out Trump Care 2.0 or Obamacare 2.0 Lite or whatever the hell they're doing. Yet, I guess insurance companies are coming up on some deadlines because we are already a quarter or almost a third into the year. So it's going by fast. This year is going by just a little too fast for my taste. They say initial filings from Virginia and Kentucky show that insurers are still contemplating offering Obamacare coverage in 2018. Nine insurers filed to offer plans in Virginia, one fewer than this year. Two filed in Kentucky, also, which is one fewer. So there are going to be insurers that are going to be available for Kentucky and Virginia, but less. All right, so to date, there are two insurers filing to give plans for Kentucky residents. That's not a lot of choices. I understand the two insurers could offer a bunch of different PPO and HMO plans, but that's still not the ideal Walmart-style options that we thought we would have, a buffet of options. They say insurers' willingness to participate on the exchanges has come now into a spotlight because, I guess, there's deadlines that they are supposed to meet. And Virginia and Kentucky, I believe, have some of the earlier deadlines. They say Virginia and Kentucky are among the states with the earliest filing deadlines, and insurers won't have to submit their premiums until later this spring. Later this spring, we only have about a month, month and a half left of spring. I believe the Department of Health and Human Services pushed back the federal deadline to June 21st. So many states have now followed suit. So I guess many states were supposed to already have their plans in place by April, May. And we have no idea what the hell is happening with Obamacare. They say filing now doesn't mean insurers are definitely participating. These insurers actually have until September to withdraw. Several carriers have said they are still contemplating their involvement in Obamacare for 2018. Some insurers want to wait and see what happens. Humana was, I guess, on the Kentucky Exchange this year, already announced it was exiting. They announced, Humana said they were exiting about a year and a half ago. Knoxville, Tennessee will have absolutely no insurers at all. Aetna and Wellmark will not offer policies in Iowa next year. They say Virginia filings reveal that United Health will not be the state's exchange next year. I thought United Health was pulling out of most of them. The insurance, they say, largely pulled out of Obamacare for this year after suffering more than $1 billion in losses on the Obamacare-compliant policies. They say the other insurers currently in the market in Virginia indicated they will come back, like Aetna, Anthem, and Cigna, but they have not yet fully committed to their involvement. They say no final decisions have been made on our 2018 on-exchange presence due to continued uncertainty and financial risk. And remember, Bertolini, CEO of Aetna, had said last year that Obamacare was in a death spiral. They say in Kentucky, Anthem and CareSource filed to participate next year. Anthem provides coverage in every county in the Bluegrass State thus far, so in Kentucky. So insurance companies need to move forward. They need to figure out where they're going to be, where they're, you know, what are they going to offer. Now, there's been a lot of debate. Many of you have emailed and written on Facebook, et cetera, tweeted to me, why don't they just let Obamacare fall? If the Republicans can't get anything passed, if they just let it fall, then the Democrats will come to them for help. I know. We've contemplated that on the show. We've talked about that. We've debated that. That's tough because it's going to be blamed on the GOP anyway. Whatever happens with Obamacare will be blamed on the GOP. Nobody's going to say that was a fan of Obamacare, that Obamacare, it was Obamacare's fault. Or it was Obama's fault. Obamacare had to have failed miserably or more than it did while Obama was in office. But now this Trump presidency, even though I think we're still under 100 days, you know, people that are critics of Trump feel like Trump has been in office for years. So waiting for it to fail and a lot of people losing their insurance and then trying to get new insurances to start from fresh won't happen. We really need a lifeboat. And it stinks because politically that would make the most sense. Just let it fall and go, okay, now the Republicans are going to come up with something new. The Democrats messed it all up. Let's move forward. The problem is they still have to put people first. All right. And if the Republicans do jump in to try to help and do something, yes, there may be some political motivations for that, but I think that's the right move. All right. They have to put people first. So this idea of the 100 days, I never understood that. You know, Trump's 100 days, Obama's first 100 days. I don't really pay much attention to it, but apparently the media is making a real big deal about it. And even Trump scoffed at it. He called it a ridiculous standard. President Donald Trump said he is not going to get the credit he deserves for the first 100 days because he says no matter how much I accomplish during this ridiculous standard of the first 100 days, and it has been a lot, including SC, he says, S.C. Media will kill, meaning SC Supreme Court. Trump tweeted on Friday. Trump's, I guess, remark is obviously gone viral. There's been a lot of issues like the Keystone XL pipeline. We've had less, from what I understand, illegal immigrants coming into the country. There's been some definite sparks in the economy with jobs being brought back to the states. I don't know. I'm not here to debate whether his first 100 days was as promised or not. But the problem he has on his plate is he promised to do something about Obamacare. And he promised to repeal and replace it. Now, I think the majority of Americans don't really give a damn if it's called Obamacare, if it's called Trump Care. They just want to be able to afford insurance. They just want to make sure they have health insurance. But you have other people out there that really don't want any remnant of the Obama name on this. And we've talked about this. They have a lot of people that want to erase the last 8 years. It's not going to happen. No matter how much you disliked the Obama presidency, you are not going to, quote-unquote, erase it. Yeah, that could have been a real nice slap in the face if his Obamacare was repealed and replaced. But no matter what, liberals are going to take credit for any new changes that are positive with the healthcare system anyway, saying, well, it all started with Obama. And there were some good things that were suggested in Obamacare, just they weren't that practical or feasible. Okay, you know, the pre-existing condition, clause that prevented insurance companies from, discriminating against you or from, dumping you off the plan or not giving you a plan, that's something that we're going to probably try and maintain for life now because it's going to be very, very hard to take that away. Unfortunately, that's why we have major issues with the insurance companies. So I don't know how the Republicans are going to tap dance around that one. But Trump has issues, and in order for him to prove that he made good on that promise, then there has to be basically very little of Obama's plan for healthcare in the current healthcare plan. And the only problem is if they spend so much time trying to concentrate on that, it's not going to pass. So what they have to probably do is baby steps, which is good for any major overhaul. I think any overhaul still has to be done in baby steps. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but that was the big problem with Obamacare. Maybe Obamacare could have worked, but it was everything so quickly, so fast, because they were worried about midterm elections that it caused a lot of damage. So the Republicans don't know how much time they have because of midterm elections also. There's been, you know, huge grassroots movements. You have a lot of the liberals pumped up and wanting to make change. So really, Trump has less than a year to get anything done with the Republican-controlled House and Senate that he has right now guaranteed. So I don't know what the answer is. And the Freedom Caucus, they may be helping, they may be hurting. I don't know. You know, personally, I thought that last plan that was brought forth, wasn't the best plan. Right? There were a lot of holes in it. I don't see how it was going to lower premiums. But they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to agree to doing something. We talked about the recent amendment saying, you know, states can opt out. I think that may be a smart idea. I want more control given to the states. The states know what their constituents need. They know where the money needs to go. They know what resources they have and what they don't have. And if states say, to heck with this, I don't want to be a part of Obamacare, and Obamacare starts to fail, it isn't necessarily Trump's fault. It's the states that didn't want it. If the states voted for it to be out, then that's what the people wanted, or the majority of the people wanted. So I think that's a smart move, but they are going to have to come up with something and come up with something soon because people need health insurance. And next year's exchange is coming, and it looks like it's going to be slim pickings for choices. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I never saw that movie Pets. I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to be free on cable. Right? It's usually how I watch most of my movies. Unless, of course, it's a Michael Fassbender movie. Then I want to see the 3D, especially if he's taking off his shirt. But that's for a different subject, different day. And in that movie, I guess they made fun of and they spoofed how animals act when you're not home. And we think that the animals have a good time. I don't. I think, and you guys know about my cats and dogs, right? All right. Well, now we're down to one dog. We got Apollo. Then we got 4 cats. We got Shaky Boo. We got Zaji. We got Snow. Snowball. And we got Snap. Snap, Snappy, Tushy, Snappy. All right. Ginger Snaps, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so we got 4 cats. And I think that they hate our butts. They cannot wait for us to leave. Well, when we're out of town and we come back, boy, do they miss us. So I have surmised that they don't like it when we leave. And two leading dog behavior experts have revealed exactly how dogs react to being alone. We may not know. It's a good idea to have some video footage, like a nanny cam, so that you can watch and see what happens. But it'll depress the hell out of you. It'll really, you know, because they do not like being alone. Scientists have revealed how dogs spend up to half an hour howling, barking, and whining after their owner leaves them alone. Sometimes for these pets, they will do that for hours. I almost want to cry. Listen to this. Oh, man, does Apollo really miss us that much? Baby boy. So the first few minutes of isolation are the most stressful. Alice Potter, a pet scientist at the RSPCA, told Mail Online that the separation reaction is displayed soon after the departure of the owner, normally commencing within 30 minutes, and often within the first few minutes. Now, I don't understand that because our dog already knows that we go to work. It's not even a set. I'm a little shocked by that because he already knows. He's got to go outside to go eat. Then he could get back in to his area. But we send him to go back outside because when we wake up in the morning, he's still asleep. So as we're leaving, we make sure he goes out, gets his eats, gets his drinks, etc. And then you know, we go. And he doesn't look happy about it, but he doesn't really sit there and whine because he knows we're going to work. And then when we come home, you know, and he can play with the cats, he could whatever. Play with the cats. Oh, my gosh. That's probably why he's upset, because the cats are so, oh, my gosh. They're so mean. Anyway, so they say the most common behavioral signs of separation-related behavior are destructive behavior, often targeted at the door. The owner leaves, let me see, so they'll howl, bark, whine, defecate, urinate. Other less frequent signs include excessive salivation, self-mutilation, repetitive behavior, and vomiting. You know, one of my cats does this thing with the papers where he just sits there. He looks like he's filing papers. And he does that whenever he's mad about what I served him for his dinner that night. He doesn't like the chow, so he likes moist cat food and canned cat food. But he only likes certain flavors of the cat food. And it has to be these meat cutlet meaty bits from Friskies or whatever. Now, that stuff's expensive. I'm not going to buy that for him all the time. Or he wants a can of tuna fish. Tuna? Giving him cans of tuna fish, that's kind of expensive. You don't want to do it too much because of the uric acid. So he'll sit there and he'll get anxious. But not anxious. He'll do stuff to annoy me until I'm anxious and I feed him. So don't underestimate the ability of these animals. They say in the first few minutes they'll howl, bark, and whine. Up to 30 minutes, they will continue pining. They may urinate or defecate. And then in the next few hours, they may pace. They may go to sleep and be depressed. There's a variety of things that they may do. So, you know, when it comes to your little puppy or whatever, I don't know what the answer is, but they say there are some steps to help your dog cope with the separation. They say one is repeat the steps below and reward your dog for being relaxed with toys, treats, or praise. Once you're sure the dog is happy, progress to the next step. And the speed you progress depend on the dog. So this is what they recommend, okay? One, encourage your dog to go to their bed and stay there with you for a short while. Reward them for remaining quietly in their bed. Okay, so when you bring them to the doggy bed, they're like, oh, you know, they're all excited. And you go, sit. They don't want to sit. They want to play. And you're like, sit your tushy down, please. And then you try to push your tushy down, and they won't do that. All right? You need to start training them to go to their bed so they're comfortable in their bed. Okay? Then ask your dog to stay in their bed as you move away. If they stay, you go, stay, boy, stay. If they stay, they get a reward. I don't know, because they're going to be waiting for that reward, and then you go, well, it'll work for 8-9 hours. Then move progressively further away for longer. The distance time that you increase on each occasion will depend on your dog. If your dog reacts or moves, then don't reward, but go back to the previous stage. Then they say to start going out through the door before returning. Then going out and shutting the door. Then going out for longer periods of time. Then varying the length each time. Until that dog basically doesn't even want to deal with you. We borrow animals or whatever for our own needs. And we forget that we are their whole life. There's this meme that I guess was circulating where a dog is celebrating his birthday. And I guess the meme or said something to the effect of, you know, a dog is a big part of your life, but you are his whole life. And so we forget that. You know, we think the pets are there for us. We are the center of the world. And your dog will be there for you. The dog has absolutely no problem being there to exist just for you. Then you come home, you have the welcoming committee and all that. But you have to realize they have life. Just need to stop and go, well, how was their day? Right? And their day probably sucked. So just something to think about. 1-877-TALK-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say your eyes reveal when you're about to have a flash of insight. They say when you finally have that light bulb light up and you finally have a solution to a problem, when it finally pops into your head, you might actually be able to get the signal in your eyes. Researchers tracked movements of eyes in people in the study, and they were able to pinpoint the moment leading up to a person's epiphany, the aha moment. Researchers were studying what was called epiphany learning, or the exact aha moment when a person has an unexpected moment of insight, according to the study. Yeah, you know how, you know, you're always like, oh, you know, your eyes widen, my mouth opens, I gasp, like, oh, I got it, I need to do a better radio show, that'll help my ratings, you know, that kind of epiphany moment. But our eyes do something. And according to James Chen, a graduate student in economics at Ohio State University, and Ian Krobich, professor of psychology at the same institution, they said because epiphanies are by nature sudden, unexpected, and irreversible, it's difficult for scientists to predict when a person will have one. Right? So, if to zero in on the moment when you experience your epiphany, the researchers asked 59 students in the study to play a strategy game on a computer. So in each round, two students faced off against each other. Each player was shown the numbers 0 to 10 and was asked to pick a number. Without the students knowing exactly how the game worked, the computer averaged the numbers that the two players chose and then multiplied that number by 0.9, which resulted in a final number. That final number was displayed to the students, and the player who had initially selected the number closest was the winner. Because the average of the two numbers is by definition halfway, and then multiplying it by 0.9 is a smaller number, the person who picks a smaller number always wins. So, picking zero was the optimal strategy, they said. So when the students finally figured that out, that was an epiphany moment. Now, some of you are like, well, what if you don't really give a damn about that? I know, that would be me. I'd be like, please, this is boring, okay? You know, look, I went up to calculus 3, okay? You got to do something a little bit more than make me subtract something and multiply by 0.9. Give me pi, right? You know, tell me to find a volume of a cube. Then I'm like, oh, I figured it out. Remember in geometry when we had those theorems? We had to figure out those theorems. I hated it. But when I figured it out, I was like on cloud 9. So anyway, they looked at their eyes and they could tell when they had their epiphany. Big deal. 1-877-TALK-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a $3 million award or a $3 million verdict or ruling was awarded to a widow who sued GlaxoSmithKline because her husband committed suicide and he was taking Paxil, which is made by GlaxoSmithKline. So let me tell you what happened here. A Glencoe woman hugged her attorneys after a jury in Chicago awarded her $3 million Thursday in a lawsuit against the pharmaceutical company she blamed for her husband's suicide. Wendy Dolan's husband, Stuart, stepped in front of a CTA Blue Line train in the loop on July 15, 2010. He had been taking paroxetine for depression and anxiety. His widow claimed in her lawsuit that GlaxoSmithKline failed to warn her husband's doctor of the drug's increased risk of suicidal behavior leading to his death. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. It's been all over that there's suicidal risks. Remember, this happened back in 2010. So only recently have we been telling people be careful. I mean, I've known that, and I'll explain to you what the risks could be. But it's all relative, and so we'll talk about that in a second. So GlaxoSmithKline makes Paxil, the brand name version of paroxetine. They say Stuart Dolan was taking the generic form. His widow suit argued, and the jury agreed that the pharmaceutical company was still responsible because the drugs are identical and have the same labeling. Stuart Dolan was a corporate attorney and a partner at the Reed Smith Law Firm at the time of his death. He was 57 years old. Wendy Dolan called the verdict a great day for consumers. She said the result was bittersweet. This, for me, has not just been about the money. She says this has always been about the awareness to a health issue, and the public has to be aware of this. She said after the verdict was announced in federal court following 3 days of jury deliberations, none of us here are anti-drug. That's not the issue. But we are patient advocates, and we hope that people will start asking better questions. Officials from the pharmaceutical company said the verdict was disappointing, and they plan to appeal. They say GSK, or GlaxoSmithKline, maintains that because it did not manufacture or market the medicine ingested by Mr. Dolan, it should not be liable. Additionally, the Paxil label provided complete and adequate warnings during the time period relative to the lawsuit. Wendy Dolan's suit, which alleged negligence and wrongful death, originally named the generic drug manufacturer and its distributor defendants, but the judge Zagel ruled earlier to release him from the suit, saying they had no control of the drug's label. You see, when you sue because of a drug issue, generics are almost impossible to sue, the companies. But brand name, you can. So they say they're hoping this sends a clear signal to GlaxoSmithKline that they need to change the label to indicate a suicide risk for those over the age of 25. They say the lack of such labeling was outrageous. They say we're just really happy to finally have a chance to bring all this to court for the first time. She now advocates patient safety and aims to raise awareness. Okay, so a few things we need to talk about, all right? Both sides of the aisle on this one. First of all, I'm sorry for the loss of her husband. That had to have been very, very tragic. And a very good way to deal with grief is after you grieve to try to turn something bad into, find a silver lining, something that, so his death was not in vain, some way to save other people's lives. So, like, for example, if I have, let's say, a patient who was raped, you know, I, suggested to one who couldn't get over it after 7 years, and you can't get over it, you can't, but where the patient said, look, I need to get over this somehow so I could go to work, so I could go outside. And when I suggested to her, you know, did you ever think about, you know, being like a big sister or being a speaker to, girls at risk or girls who were abused? And she just smiled and she was like, oh my God, I could help other people. And so helping other people is a great way to grief and go through the grief reaction. And it's a great way to be able to move forward and start opening the next chapter of a life without a husband or without a child or after having been raped or going through something very traumatic. All right. So it raising awareness, that's wonderful. Okay. And if the product, if it was really unbeknownst to people that you could be depressed, take this medication and there'd be more risk for suicide, that's a huge warning. It should be on the label. Now, the flip side of it, okay? But before we go to the flip side, let me just say what possibly happens. How do you take an antidepressant and still want to commit suicide? Well, either one, you're depressed and the medication isn't a cure. It can help manage your depression. But if you were going to commit suicide before you took the pill, there's no guarantee that you're not going to commit suicide after you take the pill. That's one possibility. The other thing that we learned back in medical school is you got to be very, very careful with the antidepressants. Because when a person commits suicide, it's not at the dearth or the abyss of their depression. because they don't want to move. They don't want to do anything. They're not really motivated. It's when they start to feel a touch bit better that then they could be at risk for suicide. I believe Zoloft had to add to their label years ago that there could be an increased risk of suicide because you start to feel a little better as you're coming out of the abyss. You could say, you want to know what? You may not realize you're feeling better, but all of a sudden you get this energy and you're like, you want to know what? I can put an end to this now. That's what I'm going to do. I have a plan. I'm motivated to do this. So if that's the case, any of these medications could put somebody at risk, which is why whenever you have somebody with depression, you need to be very, very careful of using those SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Now, I never gave an SSRI to somebody who was depressed. I only gave them to people who were anxious. If I thought somebody was depressed, I gave them Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin didn't seem to have the risks of suicide. It was an energizer, and it did really, really well. But if I had somebody depressed, I wouldn't give them an SSRI like Prozac or Paxil, etc., because I thought it would depress them more. Now, that's something I figured out in my practice. So now, GlaxoSmithKline is sued because somebody decided to kill themselves. And one of the medications he was on, I don't know if he was on blood pressure medication. I don't know if he was on, Viagra or an NSAID, an anti-inflammatory. We don't know what other medicines he could have been taking. We don't know if he would drink alcohol. Was he an alcoholic? We don't know. Did he take benzodiazepines like Valium or Xanax? Okay, the case isn't talking about that. But one medication could be the cause, and boom, the lawsuit goes the way of the plaintiff. That's tough. Somebody could say, well, certain blood pressure medicines make you fatigued. So he could have just felt so down on that blood pressure medication. Blood pressure medications mess with your erectile dysfunction, messes with your blood flow to the penis, and can cause erectile dysfunction. So let's say somebody is so depressed that they can't have sex with their wife, that they, want to end it. Are you going to blame the blood pressure medicine company? If somebody drank a Jack and Coke as opposed to the well whiskey or whatever, will Jack Daniels get sued if somebody committed suicide because they drank Jack Daniels? Now, we know that many people that commit suicide drink alcohol before they do it. So anybody that committed suicide, if they drank alcohol, then the bottle from which it came, is that company then liable? So this definitely raises a lot of questions. And again, I'm not an attorney, and I wouldn't even know what to advise GlaxoSmithKline. And again, I think if there is any good to even the suit, that the wife, raised an awareness how these medications could increase your risk of suicide. But again, if you have somebody who's clinically depressed, that risk of suicide might already be there as well. So you need to watch these people very, very closely. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.